and elected to receive.
Back here at Langford Field here on Glory 97 and CentralMoInfo.com. Ben Wittenstein with you here. The coin has been flipped and the team shaking hands. Captains for this Monroe City football team that were out at midfield, Zach Osborne, Keenan Batzel, and Jonathan Saxbury. For Centralia, they had John Durant, Gus Stidham, Tyler Reinhard, and Caden Van Skyke. This Monroe City team led by David Kirby in his sixth year last season, 15-0. This team went undefeated on their way to a state title, 6-0 in conference. Centralia had a bit of a down year last season, 6-5. And so they will be trying to right the ship coming into this season. Monroe City wearing their home black uniforms, white lettering, and yellow pants. Centralia in their visiting white uniforms, black lettering, black pants, and black helmet. Out to kick for Centralia, Luke Hunter, he will be the kicker. It will be Monroe City to start the ball, to start this game with the ball. They will be moving left to right. Again, want to thank everyone for taking time to tune into Week 1 football on Glory 97, CentralMoInfo.com. Let's get this game rolling with this kickoff, sponsored by Missouri Valley College of Marshall Valley. Will roll. Number 41, Luke Hunter, right hand in the air, getting ready to kick off. Ball placed on that 40-yard line. And the kick is up. It's a high, short one, and it's fair caught, and it's missed. The ball is loose. Gatlin Bischel fair caught it, but he couldn't control it. Ball is loose, and officials signal Monroe City ball. They were able to pounce back on that one, but a little bit of trickery coming from Centralia early on here in the first quarter.
Number 54, Jaden Underhill.
So Monroe City will start with the ball. It will be placed on their own 42-yard line. They will be moving left to right on your radio dial here on Glory 97 and CentralMoInfo.com. Ben Wittenstein with you here. Ball placed on that far side hash mark. Blake Hayes, that three-year starter, goes under center. He's got Batzel behind him. Five down lineman for Centralia. The snap, a quick handoff. Batzel up the middle, gets a few yards into the secondary. First down and a bit more, brought down at the 49-yard line. They place that ball on the 37, a 12-yard carry by Keenan Batzel to get the offense started for Monroe City.
First down.
Almost at midfield now. This is a wing T offense for Monroe City. David Kirby, their offensive coordinator, calling plays from the sidelines. Zach Osborne, the starting running back, Keenan Batzel as well in the backfield. But right now it's Hayes under center again. They go to the wing T, one near side wide receiver, Batzel. The fullback behind him. The handoff goes to Osborne. Sweeps near side, cuts back upfield, gets a few yards before being brought down across midfield onto the 47-yard line. That will bring up second down and seven for Monroe City, now inside Centralia territory.
17, Trey Brown on the tackle for Centralia.
Zach Osborne coming off his junior year, he saw over 1,500 yards on the rushing attempts, 21 touchdowns as well. Averaged 109 yards per game. Ball in the middle of the field for Monroe City. Moving left to right now on Centralia's 47-yard line. Hayes under center. Batzel behind him, the fullback. One receiver far side. Gage Bottoms and Zach Osborne as well. Right off the line, and a whistle pre-snap. And we'll see what these officials call. Officials for today's game. Referee Jim Jeffries. Umpire Shane Owen. Linesman Jeff Angel. Line judge Brandon Nutt, and the back judge Sean Nunley. And this will be going against Centralia. They will be moving the ball forward 5 yards. Offside sent or called on Centralia, so it will be second and one. Now on the Centralia 41-yard line.
Less than a yard for Monroe City.
So Monroe City here on their first drive of the game, moving the ball on Centralia's 41-yard line. 10:45 left to go here in this first quarter, just underway here from Langford Field. Hayes under center, Batzel behind him, Osborne as well in that wing T formation, two backs. The snap, fake handoff, it's a flush to the far side, play action. Hayes looks downfield, he's got a receiver, and it's caught by Kendrick O'Brien, and he's brought down at the 1 yard line. He lost the ball, and there's a scrum for it. We'll see who comes up with it, who the officials say, and they're going to say it stays with Monroe City. 40-yard pass from Blake Hayes to Kendrick O'Brien.
40-yard pass play for the Panthers from Hayes.
Blake Hayes, one for one. He doesn't pass too often. He's someone who usually runs the offense. As David Kirby talking to me before this game, they run the offense a lot through their running game, but they had a play action, and they rolled Hayes out, and he found Kendrick O'Brien wide open on the far side sidelines. So it will bring up first and goal for Monroe City. Ball on the Centralia one-yard line with this Monroe City team moving left to right. 10:15 remaining here in the first quarter. Week one football action on Glory 97. Hayes under center. Batzel and Osborne behind him. And the handoff, Batzel, fullback up the middle. He goes. He's stopped. Let's see what the officials say. Did Batzel lose the ball?
42, Batzel on the carry.
And he did. Centralia gets the turnover at the one-yard line. Keenan Batzel fumbles it on the one, and Centralia will take over. No damage done by Monroe City. What a turnover there by the Panthers.
First and 10 at the one-yard line.
So the ball going to Centralia now, and we'll see our first look at the Centralia offense led by the junior John Durant, 5'11", 175 pounds, inside of their own end zone, moving right to left. Durant starts in the gun. He's got his running back Gus Stidham to his left, two receivers near side. Snap goes to Stidham as he sweeps far side, and he's brought down just across the goal line. I don't think it will be a gain of anything, but it won't be a safety, as that'll bring up second down and 10.
Number 12, Gus Stidham on the carry.
So the ball, it will be second and 10. Ball on Centralia's one-yard line, moving right to left, backed up inside of their own end zone. 9.5 to go here in the first quarter. After a fumble by Keenan Batzel at the goal line, Centralia takes over. Durant in the gun, Stidham to his left. It's a quarterback run, and he's going to try to get it off to his wide receiver, Jared Holloman, but Holloman can't come up with it. He is tackled inside of the end zone, incomplete. That would have been a dangerous throw had he caught it. He would have caught it inside of the end zone. But it is incomplete, so that brings up third down and 10. Ball still on their own one-yard line. Tough place to run the offense from when your backs and your quarterback, in fact, starts in the end zone. 9:21 to go here in the first quarter. Centralia third and 10 on their own one, going right to left. Durant in the gun, Stidham to his left, one receiver far side. Play action. Durant's going to take it himself, finds a hole up the middle, stopped and brought down. Lance Williams, the first one to make the tackle as he gets to the 9-yard line. That will not be enough for the first down. That will be an 8-yard carry, bring up fourth and two on the quarterback keeper by John Durant.
Lance Williams.
As we tick now to 9 minutes left to go here in the first quarter. Substitutions being made. Guy Moran comes onto the field. He'll be on the near side as a receiver. Two receivers far side. Fourth and two. Centralia going for it. Fourth and two right to left. Ball on the eight. High snap, and they're going to punt it. The punt is caught by Osborne at the 40. Fakes the handoff to another teammate and gets to the 35 and pushed all the way back to the 40-yard line, and that's where the officials will spot this ball on the quick punt by Centralia. So good field position for Monroe City with 8:35 left to go in this first quarter. 0-0 is the score here in some Week 1 action. Monroe City will start at the Centralia 40-yard line. They're coming off their first series where we saw Keenan Batzel fumble the ball at the 1-yard line. So we'll see what their offensive game plan is here. Their offensive coordinator and head coach David Kirby calling the plays. Scoreless here in the first, 8:35 to go. Monroe City on Centralia's 40. First and 10. Hayes under center. Quick handoff goes to Osborne. Sweeps near side, and he's brought down after a gain of 5 yards at the 35-yard line. And they'll place that at the 34. So that will be a 6-yard run by Zach Osborne. Second and four now for Monroe City. Monroe City moving up a class. They are now class two after winning the class one state championship. Centralia also moving up a class, now class three. Second and four, Monroe City. Hayes under center, left to right. They go on Centralia's 34-yard line. Under 8 minutes to go here in the first. Batzel behind Hayes, and Batzel gets the quick handoff up the middle, stopped, but he still goes forward, moves the feet, and gets down to about the 31-yard line for a gain of three. That'll bring up third down and one for Monroe City. Batzel now 15 yards on the ground on two carries. They are going to him early on.
Third and one for Monroe City.
7.5 to go now here in the first. Ball placed on the near side hash. Hayes runs over to his head coach, David Kirby, to get the play call. Runs back into the huddle. John Saxbury, his center, goes up to the line first. The 6'1 senior leans over the ball. Hayes under center behind him. Now they've got Nolan Pennywell, and he gets the handoff. Breaks free far side. He has space to go inside the 10, the 5. Touchdown, Nolan Pennywell. Monroe City strikes first to go ahead 6-0 with 7:05 left to go in the first quarter. A late substitution had the 5'7 senior Nolan Pennywell come into the game. He took the place of Keenan Batzel, and they went right to him. He found a hole up the middle and was able to use his speed down the far side sidelines for that 31-yard touchdown. And they're going to be going for two. Hayes under center. Play action. Throws near side. Gage bottoms in the end zone. Two-point conversion is good. 8-0 Monroe City strikes first with 7:05 to go in the first. Centralia will get the ball back when we come back here on Glory 97. And we're back here on Glory 97. 8-0 coming off a 31-yard touchdown run by Nolan Pennywell. And Monroe City, after completing the two-point conversion, now leads 8-0 with 7:05 left to go here in this first quarter from Langford Field. Back to kick, Damian Holland for Monroe City. Ball on the 40-yard line. And back to receive for Centralia is Liam Hill and Nick Wheaton. The kick. Straight as an arrow, long one, fielded at the 10 by Hill. He's going to take it. He has room to run right up the middle of the field, trying to go far side. Got a hand on him, escapes the tackle. Now down to the 30, and he crosses the 30 to the 34-yard line. So that's where Centralia will start their second drive of the game, down 8-0 with 6:57 to go here in the first quarter.
Also on the tackle.
We'll see John Durant back out. This is a offense for Centralia that is normally used to running the ball quite often, but talking to head coach Jim Newstead, he said he's going to try to pass the ball a little bit more. He has a lot of confidence in his wide receivers. We have an officials timeout, so we will be back in 60 seconds here on Glory. 8-0. Monroe City has the lead. Centralia with the ball when we come back here in the first quarter. And we're back here. The first play from scrimmage for Centralia was a handoff to Trey Brown as he swept to the left near side. It seemed like he lost the ball on the end of that run, but officials say it remains with Centralia. So that will bring up second down after a gain of one by Brown.
Gain of a yard for Centralia. It's going to be second down nine.
So second and nine for Centralia. Now down 8-0 here in the first quarter. 6:20 left to go. Durant, the quarterback for this Centralia team in the gun. Grafton Littrell to his right. Near side, Nick Wheaton is wide receiver. Snap goes to Durant. Quick slant pass over to Green. It's picked off in the middle of the field by Damian Holland. What an interception. It hit off Green's shoulder pad and bounced right into the hands of Damian Holland. And flags fly after the play, but it looks like Monroe City will take over. It will be at about the 35-yard line. This may be a late hit, as the flags did fly after the play had ended. But if Monroe City takes control of the ball, they can take control of this game, already up 8-0 with about 6 minutes left to go, and they will have the ball in Centralia territory for the second straight time. So that will count as an interception on Durant, but he really couldn't do anything about it. It bounced off Green's shoulder pad right into the hands of Holland.
That'll move the ball back 15 yards.
And it will be a late hit on Monroe City. They're going to move the ball back into Monroe City territory, 15 yards. So that is a pretty big penalty, as Monroe City has to start in their own territory. The ball placed on the 47-yard line. But they have an opportunity to score here, up 8-0. Some substitutions on the Centralia defensive side of the ball. And Monroe City all huddled up and ready to go. Blake Hayes already has a 40-yard pass under his belt. We'll see what he does here. First and 10 under center. Left to right goes Monroe City on their own 47-yard line. Zach Osborne behind Hayes. Pitch goes to the fullback. Batzel, he has some room. Lowers his shoulder and trucks past the defender across the first down line and midfield to the 41-yard line of Centralia. A 12-yard run by Keenan Batzel. He's up to 27 yards on three carries. 6 minutes now left here in the first. Monroe City up 8-0. Gage Bottoms comes from the sideline into the huddle.
First and 10 for the Panthers.
We've seen plenty of this Monroe City offense on the field so far in the first half of the first quarter. They break the huddle ball on the near side on Centralia's 41. Hayes under center. He's got Batzel behind him as the fullback, as well as Osborne in this wing T formation. Gage Bottoms staggered off the line. Snap Hayes, handoff Osborne, gives it to Bottoms, and he pitches it back to Hayes, far side. He's got room to run the 20. 15 down the sidelines, 10, touchdown. What a play call by David Kirby. A 41-yard touchdown run. Blake Hayes puts Monroe City up 14-0, 5.5 to go in the first quarter.
41-yard touchdown for Monroe City. And that makes the score.
Four people touched the ball on that offensive play. The handoff went to Batzel. He handed it off to Bottoms, who gave it to Gage, and then he pitched it to Blake Hayes. What a run. And they Monroe City trying to go for two.
So Monroe City's attempt for two is no good. But
and they didn't get it, but they have the 14-0 lead. And we'll take a break. 14-0 Monroe City after a 41-yard touchdown run by Blake Hayes. 5.5 to go. Centralia gets it back when we come back in 60 seconds. Back here at Lankford Field in Monroe City, Damian Holland kicking off a rocket shot
and the Monroe City kick
right into the gut of Centralia's Roston Palmer, and he falls on it at the 50-yard line. We'll see where they place this, but good field position for Centralia after a missed kick there by Monroe City. 5.5 to go here in the first quarter. Monroe City an early 14-0 lead. Blake Hayes had a 41-yard touchdown run after a very nice offensive play call by head coach David Kirby. So Centralia with the ball at midfield, moving right to left on your radio dial, wearing their visiting white uniforms, black pants, black lettering. John Durant in the gun. He's got Stidham to his right. Two receivers far side. Snap to Durant. Play action. He throws near side for Wheaton on the quick pass and catch. Gets a couple yards before being brought down by Max Hayes. They're going to give him about 3 yards or so here. That'll bring up second down. And the ball now on the 47-yard line. First pass by John Durant.
Number 13, Williams on the tackle.
Second and seven on Monroe City's 48-yard line, 47-48. 5 minutes to go here in the first. Durant, shotgun snap. He gets it, fakes the handoff, takes it himself up the middle. Nowhere to go, falls forward. He'll get maybe a yard on this carry. It'll bring up third down and about seven.
It's wrapped up by number
to the 47-yard line.
54.
Durant now with 9 rushing yards on 2 attempts.
Also on the tackle.
Getting a play call from his head coach, Jim Newstead, from the sidelines. Third and seven right now on the scoreboard for Centralia. Moving right to left on Monroe City's 47-yard line. 4.5 to go in the first. Monroe City 14-0 over Centralia. Durant in the gun. He gets the snap. He pretends to pitch, but he's going to take it up the middle. Nowhere to go. Trying to find room, but Monroe City swarms around him at the line of scrimmage and brings him back down. That'll go for a sack and bring up fourth for Centralia inside Monroe City's territory on their 48-yard line. And a timeout will be called by Centralia as well. They're going to think things over on this fourth down and about seven. So we'll take a break with them. And when we come back, decision time for Centralia down 14-0 with 3:55 to go in the first. And we'll be back here on Glory 97 and CentralMoInfo.com in 60 seconds. Back here, and Centralia just tried to go for it on fourth down. They snapped it directly to Gus Stidham. He tried to hand it off to Durant, but Durant nowhere to go. as Cole Pennywell took him down in the backfield at the 50-yard line. So Monroe City will take over up 14 to nothing with 3:51 to go here in the first quarter. They are in a good position here at home. Ben Wittenstein with you here, Glory 97 and CentralMoInfo.com. Week one of high school football in Missouri as sun starting to set. The lights are on here from Lankford Field at Monroe City as they break the huddle, and Blake Hayes goes under center. Already a rushing touchdown under his belt, a 41-yard rushing touchdown. The snap goes to Keenan Batzel, fullback run up the middle. He's stopped by a wall of Centralia defenders. That will be for no gain. It will bring up second and 10 with the ball at midfield. Batzel 27 yards on the ground on four carries. And he comes out of the game. Cole Pennywell will take his spot. Pennywell, as we mentioned, 5'7". And Keenan Batzel, 5'10", a little over 180 pounds. Definitely a difference in size there. Second and 10, Monroe City moving left to right at midfield. Ball on the far side hash mark as Hayes goes under center. He's got Pennywell behind him as well as Zach Osborne in the backfield. Gage Bottoms staggered off the line on the near side, and a whistle and a timeout called by head coach David Kirby. It didn't look like Blake Hayes liked what he saw from the defense. And head coach David Kirby was telling me that he's giving Blake Hayes a little bit more control of the offense, able to call his own plays and audible out of anything he sees from the defense. But right now, he has to call a timeout to talk things over with his team. So we'll take a look at some of our sponsors and thank them for helping make this game possible. Centralia, R6 School District, Oliver Funeral Home, Herndon Welding and Machine, Kincaid Pharmacy, Shelton Seed, The Stewart House, LLC, Fenton Funeral Chapel, Albert Shoe Repair, FNL Flea Market, Reese and Nichols, Home Bank Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender, Stidham Electric, Angel and Company Insurance and Financial Services, all of Centralia, Monroe City R1 School District, Roby Building Supply, Monroe City Manor Care Center, all of Monroe City, Samaritan Hospital, where patients are the priority, Sheraton Valley, keeping you connected, and Columbia Orthopedic Group of Columbia. Ben Wittenstein with you here on Glory 97.3 FM or online, centralmoinfo.com. Monroe City with the early 14-0 lead here in the first quarter. 3 minutes left to go in the first. Monroe City on the offensive side of the ball at midfield, moving left to right, second and 10 for them. And they have had good luck running the ball. Two rushing touchdowns so far in the first, one from Blake Hayes and the other from Cole Pennywell. Hayes under center, ball on the far side hash. He's got Pennywell behind him, the handoff. Faked, and Hayes takes it himself. He's pressured in the backfield, far side. Turns the corner near side. Gets across the 50 to the 47. Brought down out of bounds in front of his own bench.
Liam Hill
on the tackle. And that will bring up third down. But flags are on the field right around midfield. We'll see. Maybe this could be a holding. And we'll see what head referee Jim Jeffries calls. And it will be holding on Monroe City. So this ball will be pushed back, and it will remain second down. So they will push this ball all the way back into Monroe City territory. They will put it at just about the 39, 40-yard line, a 10-yard penalty for the hold. It will bring up second and 20. Second down 20, second down 21. 2:50 remaining here in the first quarter. 14-0 Monroe City with the lead. Moving left to right on your radio dial. Ball placed in the middle of the field. At the 39-yard line of Monroe City as Blake Hayes breaks the huddle. Maybe we'll see a passing attempt here with such long yardage to the first down. He's got Pennywell behind him as well as Osborne. Snap, Hayes, and a whistle just after they snapped it. See what Jim Jeffries calls. He calls a false start on Monroe City. That will push them back even more. So it will be second and 26 with the ball now on the 34-yard line. Plenty of yardage to go. Lance Williams checking in for Cole Pennywell.
Second down 26 for Monroe City.
Wide receiver for a running back. Maybe we see some passing here from the three-year starting senior in Blake Hayes. He was all district last year, one of the hardest working kids, according to David Kirby, on this team. Second and 26. Ball on their own 34. Left to right goes Monroe City up 14-0 with 2:50 to go in the first. Under center Hayes, no one behind him. Gage Bottoms in motion. A rollout near side for Hayes. Looks downfield, pressured, and he'll throw it away wisely onto the near side sidelines. Getting off the line pretty quickly for Centralia, Trevor Bodine. He's been pressuring Blake Hayes, as Hayes has been in the backfield plenty of times today, trying to pass Bodine off the line pretty quickly.
Third down for Monroe City.
So that will bring up third and 26 for this Monroe City Panthers team, up 14. Hayes in the huddle. He directs his center, John Saxbury, up to the ball. Third and 26. Left to right goes Monroe City, up 14-0. Ball on their own 34. David Kirby wants another timeout. He looks very frustrated with the way his team is operating right now. So we'll take a quick break, and we will come back. Third and 26 for Monroe City. Plenty of yardage to go for that first down. 2:45 remaining in the first. Monroe City up 14-0 here on Glory 97 and CentralMoInfo.com. Back here at Monroe City, they lead 14-0. They have it's third and 26 on their own 34-yard line out of a timeout. Hayes under center, Pennywell behind him. To hand off Osborne in the backfield, escapes a couple tacklers, but not the third as he's brought down in the backfield by Jared Holloman. And that will be a loss of a couple yards and brings up fourth down and 28.
Number nine, Holloman leading the charge for Centralia. Loss of a yard. It's going to be fourth down and 27 for Monroe City.
Make that fourth and 27 for Monroe City. So, back to punt. Logan Buehlig back to receive. Nick
Logan
Wheaton
Buehlig
as well as Guy Moran for Centralia. And a whistle before the snap. And that will be, looks like, officials signaling offsides on Centralia. And it will. So they'll push this ball up 5 yards and make it fourth and 22.
22 for Monroe City.
Ball now on Monroe City's 37-yard line. Still back to punt. Is Buehlig back to receive. Wheaton and Moran standing at about their 19-yard line. 2 minutes left to go here in the first, clock ticking. Snap is good and the punt is high. Wobbly. Moran will receive it at the 29. Room to run. Darts to the far side, breaks one tackle at the 35, dives down and tackled at the 40-yard line.
Number five.
And that's where Centralia will start their third offensive series of this game, down 14-0 with 1:47 left to go.
Number 66, Hunter Lilly. 58, Danny Dennison also on the tackle. We've got a penalty marker down.
And there is another penalty marker down. We'll see who they give this one to. It may be on Centralia. If so, that ball's moving back. They had decent field position on their own 40-yard line after the punt.
Personal foul.
And it will be a personal foul against Centralia. So Centralia can't get a break here. They are pushed back even more.
First down for the Monroe City Panthers.
So Monroe City will actually get the ball back and a first down. What a turn of events. Centralia, personal foul on the punt.
It'll be first and 10. For Monroe City, ball to Centralia.
So Monroe City will get the ball back on the Centralia 48-yard line. Huge turn from Monroe City. Centralia looked like they were going to get the ball, but after a penalty, Monroe City gets it back and now inside Centralia territory on their 48-yard line, first and 10, fresh set of downs.
Let's go, Monroe!
First and 10 for the Panthers.
Blake Hayes under center. Batzel and Osborne behind him. No wide receiver. Snap. Play action. Hayes has it. And he hands it off to Gage Bottoms, who finds a hole on the left side of the field. And he rumbles forward to the 40-yard line. They'll place this one at about the 41. That'll be a gain of 7 by Gage Bottoms. That's his first carry for positive yardage on the day.
Second down 3. For Monroe City.
So that will bring up second and 3 for Monroe City. Ball, they're going to say at about the 40, but it's in between the 41 and 40 with 60 seconds remaining here in a first quarter that's seen pretty much total Monroe City domination, up 14-0. Team rushes up to the line. Hayes under center. Batzel behind him as well as Zach Osborne. Gage Bottom staggered off the line. Hayes gets the snap, and he's going to hand it off to Batzel. Bursts forward, gets the first down, and a little bit more inside the 40-yard line to about the 37.
Number 10,
that will be a first down and a gain of about four for Keenan Batzel. He now has 31 yards on five carries.
First down.
That ball placed at about the 38-yard line.
R-O-E.
38.6 seconds to go. Stop the clock for the first down. It continues now as we approach 30 seconds left to go. Hayes trots out back to the huddle. We're about ready to go. Total domination so far from Monroe City, both on the ground and through the air. Hayes under center. Keenan Batzel behind him. Osborne in motion. He gets the handoff, sweeping near side right. Has some space, turns the corner at the 35, and wrapped up and tackled
by
Elijah Crutchfield. And that will just about do it, as that brings up second down and about nine on the one-yard carry by Zach Osborne. He now has 10 yards on three carries, and the clock will wind down. We are done with the first quarter. Monroe City up 14-0 after one. We'll be back with quarter number two in 60 seconds on Glory 97 and CentralMoInfo.com. Field will be flipped as we start quarter number two here from Lankford Field at Monroe City High School. Monroe City up 14-0 on Centralia in this week one matchup on Glory 97, CentralMoInfo.com. Ben Wittenstein with you here. Appreciate you all tuning in on your Friday night. Certainly a warm Friday night. We saw mid-80s today. That temperature not cooling down too much. The sun's starting to set, but still plenty of daylight outside. It will be Monroe City ball to start the second quarter. They're now moving right to left on your radio dial. It will be second down and nine with the ball on Centralia's 37-yard line. Hayes under center, handoff goes to Batzel, bursts up the middle, stays on his feet, and falls forward. We'll see where they place this. This will be at about the 28-yard line, and that will be good enough for a first down on the 9-yard carry. Batzel now 40 yards on the evening on six carries.
Third and two.
Excuse me, they will place this back a little bit to the 29, and it will be third down and two now. They've been running the ball a lot to the 5'10 junior Keenan Batzel. Nehemiah Batzel not playing in this one. Over almost 300 yards receiving last season in street clothes on the sidelines. Handoff again, Batzel up the middle, first down, a little bit more smushed
number
between two defenders
the
at the 25-yard line. Gain of three. And that will be good enough for, again, a first down. Now 11-10 remaining in the second quarter. Monroe City driving in Centralia territory
first
on their 25-yard line.
In.
Into the game, Kalen Kendrick O'Brien, the 6'2 senior, 155 pounds.
First and 10 for the Panthers.
Tight on the line, no wide receivers outside. Hayes under center, Batzel, Osborne, and Bottoms behind him in the T formation. Handoff goes, fake to Batzel, Hayes near side keeper. He's going to try to turn the corner of the 25, but wrapped up and
number
brought down in the backfield by Grafton Littrell. Good defense there by the junior to wrap him up and bring him down.
Penalty marker down on the play.
There is a flag, though, if we'll see who this may be on, but it was a no-yardage gain by Blake Hayes on the quarterback keeper. And it looks like it will be on Monroe City for holding.
Holding's a call against Monroe City.
So this will go back 10 yards to the 35-yard line, bringing up first down and 20. Penalties have been an issue for Monroe City early on here tonight. 10:45 remaining in the first.
10 yards from the spot of the foul, moves the ball back to the
Blaine Potter runs back
line
on the field, offensive lineman, taking the place of Mason Reyes.
For Monroe City.
Clock continues to run on the behest of the official. Ball in the middle of the field at the 35-yard line. Monroe City driving right to left, up 14-0, 10.5 to go here in the second quarter. Week one of football action. Monroe City looking to defend their Class 1 state title from last season. Hayes under center, T formation, Osborne, Batzel, and Bottoms behind him. Handoff goes to Osborne, breaks to the outside, and he's almost wrapped up, gets out of a tackle, and he steps out of bounds on the far side sidelines at the 31, 32-yard line for a gain of about three, and that'll bring up second down and about 17. They push the ball back a little bit more.
On the tackle.
We'll see exactly where they place this ball. It was the far side of the field, so that will, in fact, be on the 33-yard line. So a gain of two. That'll bring up second and 18. on the 2-yard run by Zach Osborne. Now 12 yards on the ground on four carries. But it really has been ball control so far for Monroe City as they break the huddle near side. Kendrick O'Brien, the lone wide receiver. Batzel, Osborne bottoms behind Blake Hayes, who's under center. Second and 19 on their Centralia 34. Play action, roll out near side Hayes. He's pressured, pump fakes, he's going to keep it himself. Turns the corner on the sidelines, gets to the 30. Knocked out of bounds a little bit late as the flags fly. Trevor Bodine tackled him a little too far out of bounds. That is going to be a late hit.
We have a penalty marker down on the play.
So Monroe City will make a majority of their yardage back on this late hit penalty. It would have been about a gain of 4 or 5 or so on the Blake Hayes keeper. He was very patient. I think that comes with his seniority. He didn't struggle or try to force the ball on the throw. He knew he had to keep it, and he found some space. Officials conferring on the near side sidelines. Head referee Jim Jeffries wearing the white hat. Signals a personal foul
against Centralia.
So the ball will be moved, and that will be an automatic first down for Monroe City. Already up 14-0 with 10:06 to play here in the first half. Ball will be placed on the 13-yard line, so a net gain of 21 yards on that penalty. First and 10, ball on Centralia's 13-yard line. Monroe City right to left, already up two scores. Been very patient, as I mentioned. Good control of time. That's nothing new to this team. In the title game against Valley Catholic, they held 31 minutes of possession time to Valley 16. So they do know how to hold on to the ball, let the clock run. Out of the huddle, near side is the ball and the hash marks. Hayes under center. Osborne behind him. He gets the handoff, looking for a hole in the line, finds it. Breaks to the outside, the 5, and he'll walk into the end zone on the far side for a touchdown. 13-yard touchdown run, Zach Osborne. He now has 25 yards on the night and a touchdown. Monroe City goes up 20-0.
And that makes the score Monroe City 20, Centralia 0.
He was patient behind his linemen and found a nice hole. That senior offensive line led by Jaden Underhill, John Saxberry, Max Hayes created a huge hole for the senior Osborne to go through. Monroe City now going for 2. Hayes under center. Batzel, Osborne, and bottoms behind him in the T formation. Snap goes to Batzel, and he fakes it now to Osborne. Excuse me, he goes to Bottoms up the middle. Faked it to Batzel and gave it to Bottoms, and he waltzes in for the two-point conversion. 22-0, Monroe City up, 10 minutes to go in the second. We'll see if Centralia can answer when we come back in 60 seconds. Back here, 22-0. Monroe City with the lead over Centralia here from Langford Field from Monroe City, Missouri. The kick is up. It's a wobbly one. Bounces at the 20 all the way to the 10. Wheaton corrals it on the near side sidelines. He's maneuvering his way through the blockers. He has some space across the 30 down to the 35-yard line. A solid return there by Nick Wheaton.
Tackle by number
and the senior gives Centralia
42.
Solid field position
Keenan
to start their drive.
Batzel.
Ben Wittenstein with you here on Glory 97. It's been all Monroe City so far in their first game since winning the state title last year. In front of their home crowd, pretty good crowd showing out. Good student section as well, and a beautiful night here from Monroe City. So Centralia will start with it. Left to right they go on your radio dial. First and 10 on their own 36. Durant in the gun, Stidham to his left. In motion is Wheaton. He gets the handoff on the sweep. Cuts up field near side. He has space to go. 45, 50, breaks the tackle across midfield to the 40. 35 and ridden out of bounds on the near side at the 32-yard line.
Number 10, Nick
a huge gain. Harry. Zach Osborne able to catch up with him.
Number 1, Zach Osborne.
But a huge gain there. A 26-yard gain on the run by Nick Wheaton on the wide receiver sweep.
For Centralia.
And that gives Centralia some life now at Monroe City territory on Monroe City's 32-yard line. Speed offense, two wide receivers far side. Durant in the gun, Stidham on his right hip. Ball on the near side hash. 5 down linemen, Monroe City, box stacked with 7. Handoff, fake to Wheaton. Durant takes it up the middle. Stopped and brought down. A yard past the line of scrimmage. Jaden Underhill on the tackle. Shed his blocker pretty quickly, and that'll bring up second down and nine. On the 1 yard carry by John Durant. He now has 10 yards on the ground on three attempts. Clock continues to tick. 9:20 left to go in the second. Centralia down 22-0 on Monroe City's 31-yard line. Second and nine. Durant in the gun. He's got Stidham on his right. Two wide receivers, Moran and Wheaton on the near side. Four down Monroe City linemen. Wheaton on the sweep. Cuts up field at the 30. He's hit at the 25 and breaks out of it. Goes to the far side, sidelines, and inside the 20. Brought down at the 19-yard line. 12-yard carry by Nick Wheaton. That will be a first down, Centralia. He now has 38 yards on the ground.
Gain of about 13 yards for Centralia. First and 10.
And they'll spot this at the 18, between the 18 and 19. First down, Centralia knocking on Monroe City's door in the red zone. Again, Durant in the gun. Stidham to his left. Stidham gets the handoff. Spins out of a tackle at the line of scrimmage, but nowhere to go. Monroe City's blitzing. And their defense, led by Gage Bottoms, is able to catch up to him and bring him down at the line of scrimmage. No gain.
First there from Monroe City, number 20.
And they'll
Gage
actually
Bottoms.
Push this ball back one. That'll bring up second and 11.
Tackle along with number six, Pennywell.
Guy Moran back from the sidelines into the game. He joins Nick Wheaton on the wide receiving corps. Second and 11 for Centralia on Monroe City's 19. Down 22-0, 8:15 to go in the second. Second and 11. Snap goes to Durant. It's an option. He keeps it himself. Far side. Breaks a couple tackles. Down to the 15 and wrapped up by a gang of Monroe City tacklers. Brought down on the far side for third down.
Number five, Damian Holland.
And that will be at just about the 15-yard line on the 4-yard carry. Third and seven now for Centralia.
4-yard gain. It'll be third down and seven. For Centralia.
They usually go for it on fourth down, so they do have two downs. Ball on the 15-yard line. Durant, shotgun snap. Quick throw to the flat to Holloman, and he falls forward for no gain. It was in the backfield, and he just fell forward after catching that ball a little out in front of him. So that will bring up fourth down and seven. 7:15 to go in the second. Centralia trying to find a score, down 22-0.
Ball at the 16-yard line of Monroe.
They will be going for it here. Durant in the gun. Ball on the Monroe City 15-yard line. Snap to Durant. Handoff Wheaton. Sweeps left side. He cuts back upfield. Nowhere to go. Brought down at the 14-yard line. John Saxbury leading the charge for Monroe City. And that will be a turnover on downs back to the Monroe City Panthers, already up 22-0. .654 to go in the second, and the Monroe City defense makes a stand.
KKO on the tackle for Monroe City. The penalty was against Centralia.
There was a penalty after the play.
Monroe City declined the penalty. They take over on
downs. Monroe City did, in fact, decline the penalty.
For Monroe City.
We'll take a 30-second break as the coaches talk with their team. 6:54 to go in the second, 22-0. Monroe City with the lead on Glory 97.
On Monday, this coming Monday, the JV football team will be opening up their season as they host the Highland Cougars. That's a 6 p.m. start right here at Lankford Field. On Thursday, the middle school football team will start their will have their season opener as they also host Highland as a 5 p.m. kickoff. Next Friday, the Monroe City varsity squad will be on the road as they travel to Brookfield. That's a 7 p.m. kickoff.
Back here at Monroe City High School, 22-0 Monroe City with the lead. 6:54 remaining here in the second quarter. That Monroe City defense coming off a fourth down stop. Centralia was able to push it inside the Monroe City red zone. but they weren't able to go any farther as that Monroe City defense, led on their defensive line by John Saxbury, Max Hayes, able to pressure Centralia enough where they couldn't get a first down inside the red zone. So the ball goes back to Monroe City, already up 22-0. It will be first and 10 with the ball on their own 15-yard line.
So after the timeout, it's first and 10 for Monroe City, ball at the 15-yard line.
And it really has been a terrific game clock management-wise from Monroe City. As Hayes goes under center, he's got Batzel behind him as well as Osborne. Handoff goes to Gage Bottoms.
Number 20, Gage.
Skips through a line on the offensive line and falls forward to the 19-yard line, a gain of 9. And that'll bring up second and 1 off the 9-yard carry by Gage Bottoms.
9 for Monroe City, second down and 1.
Bottoms now 16 yards on the ground on 2 carries. Excuse me, ball now on the 24-yard line. 22-0 is Monroe City's lead. 6:20 to go here in the second quarter. We have a whistle. One of the head officials now talking to Gage Bottoms. And it looks like he had an equipment issue, but he got that fixed. So Monroe City back up to the line. Clock continues to run under 6:15 now here in the first half. Hayes under center. He's got Batzel behind him. And the handoff goes up the middle to Antoine Battle.
14,
he gets into the secondary and brought down
Battle
across the 35 to the 36-yard line. Gain of 12 on the 12-yard rush by Antoine Battle.
11-yard pickup for the Panthers. First down, M-O-N.
So that ball now
number 88, Crutchfield on that last
on the 37-yard line.
For the Panthers of Monroe City.
They gave him an extra yard. Under 6 now to go in the first half. Monroe City driving once again, up 22-0. Monroe City 5-3 in season openers in their last 8 years. Centralia, in fact, undefeated in their last 8 years. 8-0 as the handoff goes to Batzel up the middle again for a couple yards across the 40 to the 41. A 4-yard carry by Keenan Batzel. Batzel now 47 yards on 8 carries.
Number 77, Van Skyke on the
that
tackle.
That will bring up 2nd and 6 with under 5:20 now to go in the second quarter.
Second down, 6.
Monroe City with the ball on their own 42-yard line. 41-42. But we have seen Keenan Batzel get plenty of opportunities to run this ball. And again, as they break the huddle, Hayes under center. Batzel behind him as the fullback. Antoine Battle to his left. Two backs in the backfield. Handoff goes to Batzel up the middle again, plows forward and brought down directly at the 45-yard line for a gain of 4, and that'll bring
number
up third down and 2.
Tackle. Gain of 3 is third down and 2 for the Panthers.
4:40 to go. Clock continues to run. At this point, Monroe City just trying to use as much clock as they can to end this first half. Under 4.5 now to go. Hayes under center. Handoff goes to Batzel again up the middle. He gets a few yards. Will they call this a first down?
Yeah.
And it looks like they will. They're going to wave the chain gang on the far side down.
Gain of about 3
yards. That will be a 3-yard gain with the ball now.
First down
on the 48-yard line.
R-O-E. 52
yards on the ground for Keenan Batzel on 10 carries, averaging 5.2 yards a carry. Mason Ray's offensive lineman hustles up from the sidelines. Monroe City breaks the huddle on first and 10 on their own 47, moving right to left. Hayes under center. And a pre-snap whistle.
Penalty markers down prior to the snap.
We'll see what they call here. But most likely it will be going against Monroe City. I think they're going to call a false start on this one. So that will be pushed back 5 yards. Back to the 43-yard line.
And they'll move the ball back to the.
And it will be first and 15.
It'll be first and 15.
Under 4 minutes now to go here in the second quarter. Monroe City a commanding 22-0 lead right now. on their own 43-yard line. Moving right to left, first and 15. Lead rusher for this Monroe City team, Keenan Batzel, the junior, 52 yards on 10 carries. Saxbury up to the line first, leans over the ball. Four down linemen for Centralia. Hayes under center. Turns to his left. Hands it off to Batzel. Up the middle he goes. Gains a few yards across the 45 to about the 47. For a gain of about four. And that will bring up second and 11. Second and 11, yes.
4 yard pickup for Monroe City. Second down.
Batzel now with 56 yards on the ground. We're now approaching 3 minutes left to go here in the second quarter. As they approach the line, ball in the middle of the field, second and 11 for Monroe City at their own 47. Handoff, Batzel again up the middle, has a hole this time across midfield to about the 49-yard line of Centralia. That will be about a 4-yard run, and that will bring up third down and 7. 60 yards on the ground for Batzel.
From the Panthers.
Under 2.5 now to go. Clock continues to run. They're going to call this third and 6 for Monroe City. And this is a Monroe City team that knew what they were getting back on the defensive side of the ball. Two returning All-Staters, but weren't exactly sure on the offensive side. They are looking good right now, third and 6. Handoff this time goes to Battle. Up the middle he goes.
Number 14.
And he only gains a couple before being tripped up at the 47-yard line for a gain of 2. That will bring up fourth down.
Tackle on the play by number 13, Hunter.
Hunter on the tackle.
27, Van Skyke.
14 yards on the ground now for Antoine Battle, and it looks like Monroe City will punt as they bring out Logan Bulig. Fourth and 5 on Centralia's 49-yard line. Back
Logan
to punt to Bulig.
Is in punt formation for
we'll see who Centralia sends back out. It will be Guy Moran back to receive, standing at about his 15-yard line.
Goes deep for Centralia.
It's a low snap, bounces once. Bulig corrals it, and it's a high punt. Moran getting under it, bounces at the 15, takes a Monroe City roll inside the 10, stops directly on the 5-yard line. What a punt by Bulig. A 42-yard punt. Puts Centralia starting at their own 5-yard line with 1:15 to go in the second quarter. 22-0 is Monroe City's lead. Centralia working from behind here. Not a lot of time to go as well.
I'd like to give a shout out to the
class. We switch sides. Centralia moving left to right on your radio dial.
Class reunion going on this weekend here in
Don't
town.
Forget, during halftime, we'll send you to the Mobley Motors Sports Desk. Mobley Motors, driven by tradition. So Centralia takes over at their own 5-yard line, left to right, down 22-0. A minute 15 left to go in the first half. Durant, shotgun snap is good. Quick throw near side over the head of Guy Moran at the 10-yard line. They tried to go fast. Moran on the curl, but the pass just sailed over his head. That will bring up second and 10 on their own 5 for Centralia. This will be the second time in this game, second time in this half also, that they will be starting inside their own 5-yard line with Durant taking the snap inside of his own end zone. Wheaton and Moran, the near side wide receivers. Far side, Jared Holloman. Stidham to the left. Now it's Liam Hill. Holloman on the run. He gets the wide receiver sweep near side. Cuts up the field at the 10-yard line and gets wrapped up and brought down at about the 13-yard line. A
8-yard
rush on for Jared Holloman.
Damian Holland.
That will be a timeout with 55 seconds left to go. So both teams will talk, and that will be Centralia's timeout. Third and about 3 when we come back in 30 seconds. 22-0. Monroe City's lead, 55 seconds to go. Centralia with the ball when we get back. Back here at Monroe City out of the timeout by Centralia. 55 seconds to go in the second quarter. Monroe City up 22-0. Third and 3 for Centralia on their own 13-yard line. Durant in the gun. Three receivers near side. Quick drop back. Throws up the seam. He has a receiver, and it's incomplete. Up the middle. He did have Aaron Plum.
Number two.
But Plum miscorralled it at about the 20-yard line.
Receiver pass was,
and he couldn't come up with it. So that'll bring up fourth down and three.
82, KKO.
Centralia will go for it with 50 seconds left to go here in the second quarter. Fourth and three. Centralia on their own 13, moving left to right. Ball on the near side hash mark. Let's see if they maybe try to punt it here.
Fourth down and two for Centralia.
Gus Stidham, it looks like he is back to punt. If so, Blake Hayes, the receiver. A high snap, and it looks like Stidham's going to run with it. He has space to maneuver, but he's hit. And the backfield and brought down inside the 5-yard line. What a tackle there.
Number 12, Stidham.
By Max Hayes on Monroe City. And that will be a turnover on downs. Monroe City will take over in phenomenal field position.
It'll be first and 10 for
43 seconds left to go in the second quarter. We'll see where they place this ball.
Number 57,
and they will place it on the 9-yard line.
And 42, Keenan Batzel on the tackle on that last play for Monroe City.
43 seconds to go in the first half. Monroe City up 22-0. Ball on Centralia's 9, right to left. 9 yards to go, first and goal. Handoff, Osborne has a hole far side. Cuts back upfield, he has the end zone, and he's in for a touchdown. 9-yard touchdown run, and it's number two today for Zach Osborne. He puts Monroe City up 28-0.
And that makes the score Monroe City 28, Centralia 0.
So Monroe City takes advantage of the really good field position. And now they're up 28-0 with 36 seconds to go. The shortest drive today by either team. As Centralia looking, or excuse me, Monroe City looking to go for two against Centralia. Trying to go up 30-0. Hayes under center. Battle and Batzel behind him. Play action, back to pass, far side. Gage Bottoms makes the catch. Tiptoes towards the sidelines, and he's in. The same exact play that they ran last time for their two-point conversion. And he gets in. 30-0 is Monroe City's lead with 36 seconds left to go in the second quarter. We'll take a 60-second break. Be back with more for the end of this first half. 30-0 Monroe City up against Centralia. Back here at Monroe City, 36 seconds left to go here in the second quarter off a 9-yard touchdown run by Zach Osborne. 30-0 is the Monroe City lead over Centralia. They are having as good
for Centralia
of a night as you can imagine. So back to kick, Damian Holland from the 40. And it's a line drive kick, bounces at the 20-yard line, fielded by Centralia's Luke Hunter. He finds room on the outside, goes down the sidelines, 35 to the 40, and finally ridden out of bounds across the 40-yard line.
Number 41, Luke Hunter on the return.
With 26.5 seconds remaining, Centralia
Gavin
will
on the
take
tackle.
Over. On their own 42-yard line, moving left to right, down 30-0 here from Lankford Field.
It'll be first and 10 for Centralia, ball at their own 42.
They're probably going to air it out here. Durant in the gun. He's got two receivers near side, two far side. He rolls out near side, eyes downfield. Looks near side, Crutchfield makes the catch at midfield and steps out of bounds across to the 49-yard line. That'll be a 9-yard catch by Crutchfield. 20 seconds remaining, clock stops. And Centralia is in Monroe City territory. Spread out again, two receivers far side, two near. Back to pass, Durant now rolls far side this time. Throws across his body, far side, sidelines cut on the sidelines by Nick Wheaton.
Incomplete.
But he didn't get his feet in time. So that will bring up second down and 10. Clock stops with 15 seconds to go.
And 10.
Ball on
Centralia.
Monroe City's 48. Centralia moving left to right. Durant in the gun. Two receivers each side. And Littrell on his left hip gets the snap. Rolls out left. Looks downfield. He's going to heave it down far side sidelines. It's going to be short. And it's picked off by Monroe City's Kendrick O'Brien at the 20. He's going down the sidelines across the 30 to the 35 with 3.7 seconds remaining. Monroe City takes over. That will be Durant's second interception of the game. But at that point, with 3.7 seconds remaining, you really have to try to heave it up there. And it was just a bit short. Kendrick O'Brien had the positioning and was able to pick it off. So Monroe City will take over. 3.7 seconds remaining, ball on their own 36-yard line.
It'll be first and 10 for the Panthers of Monroe City.
We'll see what they do here. Hayes under center, Batzel behind him. And he'll just take a knee, and that will end half number one. And what a half it was for Monroe City. 30 to nothing. They go into the locker room with the lead. Centralia will try to draw things up to maybe get a score in the second half. But that first half, mostly Monroe City. And we'll take a quick break and be back with some stats in 60 seconds here on Glory 97, CentralMoInfo.com.
Monroe City will be kicking. They will be in their home black uniforms, white lettering, and yellow pants, as well as a sleek black helmet. Back to kick for this Monroe City Panthers squad. Damian Holland, he's been on the kicking duties all day long. And Centralia will try to do something with this first possession of the second half.
Monroe City
already down 30 to nothing. Want to thank you again for tuning into this one on Glory 97. Apologize for our internet streams. We've been having some technical difficulties with those, so we hope to have those up and running next week for our games of the week.
For Centralia.
Right to left, Monroe City kicking off. Holland runs up, boots it. Line drive bounces at the 15, falls dead as Nick Wheaton picks it up, trying to dodge some defenders at the 15 and knocked backwards. As he goes forward for a few yards and knocked down at the 24-yard line.
On the return.
Centralia will start at their own 24, moving left to right on your radio dial, down 30 to nothing. 11:52 left to go here in the third quarter. We'll see if they go to the air. They ended that second quarter. Plenty of passing, but it wasn't complete as their starting quarterback, John Durant, struggled to get his wide receivers the ball, but they start out spread offense here. Left to right ball, far side hash mark, two receivers near side. Durant in the gun, showing blitzes Monroe City. They bring it. Rolls out near side, Durant throws near side, has a receiver just short of Guy Moran at the 35-yard line, and that will be incomplete. It will bring up second and 10, ball still on Centralia's 24-yard line.
Coverage from Monroe City.
They've been rolling Durant out and talking with head coach Jim Newstead before this game. He showed confidence in his wide receiving core. They do have Nick Wheaton, the returning senior, over 200 yards receiving. Elijah Crutchfield, Guy Moran. They do have a solid, strong core of wide receivers. Second and 10, Centralia. Durant, shotgun snap, play action, rolls near side, throws in the flat to Wheaton. He makes the get to the 25, trying to escape some tacklers, but nowhere to go after
number
a gain 10, of about one on the near side sideline. That will bring up third down. And he gets to probably the 26. So that'll be a gain of two. Third and eight for Centralia off the 2-yard pass by Durant. He now has 14 yards. Three for six on the night. Ball now placed on the near side hash. Left to right goes Centralia. 30 to nothing. They're down. Approaching 11 minutes left to go in the third. Durant in the gun, three receivers far side. Play action, rolls off left side, looking to find a receiver up the middle and over the head of Moran as he's hit hard from behind at the 35-yard line. Incomplete. That'll bring up fourth and seven. Fourth down, seven to go, 11:04 remaining here in the third. Monroe City, a tough, tight defense right now against the passing game by Centralia. Looks like Centralia going for it. Two receivers near side, one on the far. Durant in the gun. He's got Gus Stidham to his right. And now it looks like Centralia may be punting. Stidham, direct snap from him. He hands it back off to Durant. He's looking to pass, and he's going to keep it himself up the middle. Breaks one tackle, and nowhere to go after gaining about 2 yards. That Monroe City defense onto him. And he gets hit and brought down. That'll be a turnover on downs. Monroe City takes over in their own territory. We'll see where they spot this. I believe
Durant on the carry. He stopped.
It will be
short of the first down
on their own 28-yard line.
It'll be first and 10 for the Monroe City Panthers.
So, again, great field position for Monroe City right now. Blake Hayes at back out to the huddle. He's been running a tremendous offense. Good time management.
First and 10.
And clock now at 10:54.
29-yard line.
Hayes under center. Batzel behind him as well as Antoine Battle. Turns to his left. Play action back to pass up the middle. He's got a man, and just over the head of Kendrick O'Brien in the end zone. That would have been a nice 29-yard touchdown pass, but it was just out of the reach of the 6'2 senior Kendrick O'Brien.
Second down, 10 for Monroe City.
They ran a nice play action, and it was one-on-one between O'Brien and the Centralia secondary, but they couldn't get it done. So that will bring up second down and 10. They place that ball on Monroe City's own 29-yard line. Monroe City moving right to left, 10:49 remaining here in the third. They have that 30-0 lead, trying to tack on even more. Hayes under center. Kendrick O'Brien, the lone receiver near side. Handoff goes to Battle. Up the middle, he goes into the secondary. Has a hole near side and gets into the end zone.
In the end zone! Monroe City touchdown.
That'll make Monroe City's lead 36-0 on a 29-yard touchdown run.
29-yard touchdown run for the Panthers.
89 yards on the ground by the junior Keenan Battle.
Centralia zero.
And Monroe City again going for two. 10:42 remaining in this one. They break the huddle ball on the 3-yard line. Under center goes Hayes for this 2-point conversion. Battle and Batzel behind him. Handoff goes to Gage Bounds on the sweep up the middle. He goes as he turns the corner and falls into the end zone.
He's in the end zone with the 2-point conversion.
So that will make the score 38-0. Monroe City with the large lead. We'll take a 60-second break. Centralia with